I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pooba yelled at me before the show.
What did he say?
Because I was talking to Tim across the hall, and he said, "Tell me what you told Tim." And I told Tim something, and Andy said, "Pooba, not you." He said, "You're not actually going to compare this to the 2016 team." And I said, "No, I'm not. But this is why everybody should
calm down." And if you wanted to, who cares?
This is why everybody should calm down.
Funny, every conversation I have with him ends like this.
"I hate you people."
Yep, I get that one too. Did you enjoy the parade? Andy, did you enjoy the parade?
You know, the more you ask, I'm going to say no. I'm now getting
Dan,
to the point
did
now
you enjoy
where
the parade,
I didn't enjoy
Dan?
The parade.
I wasn't here.
Okay.
He wasn't.
I enjoyed the parade.
I was a bit sunburned that day.
I enjoyed the parade.
I got the hell out of Dodge.
The Cavaliers.
I enjoyed seeing our fans that day.
In the championship.
It was kind of a mess.
NBA
I didn't see a Cavs fan. It was great.
They didn't have any of the barrel things they put up in between the cement.
The Republican National Convention stole them all.
I mean, come on. Can we
there were
not,
people everywhere. We
can
almost
sports not
up.
Trump politics for a change?
Bad use of the word Trump there, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. In the NBA Finals of 2016, and we all enjoyed the parade except for Andy and Dan.
No, I did enjoy the parade.
The Cavaliers lost games by.
I just wasn't here.
The Cavaliers lost by 15 points. They lost by 33 points. They lost by 11 points and had a parade to celebrate an NBA championship. That's why keep it in perspective, one game. That said, no response in the third quarter. And that's not a good sign. Kevin is in thriving Cuyahoga Falls. Front Street
gentlemen,
going nuts, Kevin. They're doing a great job down there.
Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Mild.
Andy, I tell you what, you're bringing the energy today. I don't know what they put in your coffee, brother, but you are really bringing it today.
I started early. I've been up since 4 o'clock.
He's been up way too long.
Cash should have
you be asleep. He'll be asleep by 12:30.
No, what they need me to do is walk in that locker room and start calling these guys out left and right.
Oh, yeah, like, that'll work.
Let's play. Come on, man. Ask anyone who's been in a locker room. I challenge anyone who's been in the locker room where I've given the pregame speech to get my guys motivated or my gals motivated too as well. They come out on fire. Now, we may get shelled after that, but at least they're going to come out on fire.
I've got the energy. Just listen to you, Andy. It's
Thank you.
I'm pumped up.
All right, Kev, let's go get them. Game four. We're going to wake up. You and I will be woken up at least.
Darn right. Hey, listen, here's the thing. You know, I hate to do an old Woody Hayes, but, you know, why'd you run it 10 times the same play over and over again? Because they couldn't stop it, right? Until
right.
they stop it. I'm going to do it over and over again. First game, what did we do? We out-rebounded them by a really large amount. And what else did we do? Oh, I know, points in the paint. We pounded them in the paint. Second game, same story, out-rebounded, outscored them in the paint. This game last night, complete reversal. Not only did they out-rebound us, when you look at offensive rebounds, they almost tripled our offensive rebounds. That's embarrassing.
Boom.
And not only that, Orlando, with basically one big guy, outscored us in the paint. And when you get Jalen Suggs flying down the lane, slam dunking and posterizing our guys and then flexing on us, come on. That is unacceptable. Should never happen. I mean, go with what got us the wins in the first two games. Pound the paint. They can't stop it. Then you have Mitchell standing outside with taking open shots that are easy shots to make. But to get away from our game that basically won it for us the first two games handily, I don't understand that. I don't know. What is this, coaching? I don't know what it is, fellas. You tell me. But how do you have this recipe for success and then completely abandon it in your third game?
Kevin, thank you very much.
Way too much sense.
You know what?
One of the greatest phone calls in the history of our show.
Other than the whole energy thing with you, he was inspired. Nice job by you.
Why do you have to belittle me?
No, I'm not.
No, you
nice
just
job
a,
by you. That, no, I mean, you, he's pumped about Coach Baskin.
I don't know, man. I think you took a shot at me right there.
I don't think so. Roman's in Canton.
It's like being on the afternoon show, listening to me talk about weather.
Hi, Roman.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
What's up?
We couldn't be finer. You know why?
Clearly. Yeah, it sounds like it.
We didn't hear JB's halftime talk. That's why we're doing fine.
That's probably
apparently
true.
Apparently nobody heard it. Apparently he was just sitting in the office just talking to himself because, and again, this is why no matter if they win the series or not, guys, JB's gone because that team that we saw last night is not beating whoever we play next if we get out of the series. And you can make the comparison to the 2016 team if you really want to, but there's no way those teams even compare because we were in the playoff or we were in the finals that year and we were playing the best regular season team of all time.
True.
So yeah, if we're gonna lose the 33 to that team, sure, but we're in the finals. We lost to one of the youngest teams in the NBA last night who really, yeah, they're fun, they're spunky, but they don't have anything much put together. So the fact that we got whooped by 40, you can call it 38 if you want, but no, we lost by 40 to that team. And JB's going to be looking for a job at the end of the season. It stinks.
What's new math by Roman?
Sorry. It's all good.
Roman, thank you, buddy. I honestly, if the Cavs don't somehow win the second round, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Roman's right on that. Bill's in Parma.
Hello, hey, Bill.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job breaking the game down. I agree. You know, they're going to go on to the second round. I always believe that these games, all games mean something. And, you know, if you look at the series or the championship we won, I know I'm maybe the only one in Cleveland believes this, but I still think kicking Draymond Green out of the series for a game and a half like they did is unbelievable and should never have been done.
All right, last night, Bill. Here we go.
Yeah, you got to flash forward, yeah.
Well, I know. But you were talking about that championship. I always thought there was a fix on that thing. But nonetheless.
Did you like the parade?
I'm glad there was then, Bill.
Yes. Because I got to tell you, so many things have gone right for Cleveland over the years in the playoffs that finally
right.
One went our way. That's right.
Andy, yeah. you win that one by far away.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, but you're hot today, Andy. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to start telling you things about Blue Summit and give me some other little places in Kansas City. Kensington.
Oh, deep water.
Deep water. There you go.
But you know, I think the biggest problem I have is, you know, you look at the Guardians, look how they're playing underneath Vogt. And you look at how the Cavaliers play underneath Bickerstaff. One of the things that I really am concerned about is when Mobley didn't play this year, that's the best the Cavaliers have ever looked in 2 years.
When Garland didn't play as well.
Yeah.
He didn't either. That's right. But what does that mean? And so, I these are just things I just don't get. And I agree. I think Bickerstaff's not going to be around next year.
He could be, Bill. I think you might have to win a second-round series for that to happen, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. But I've never really figured out the rotation. I haven't seen, like you, Andy and you both have said, Jeff, why didn't they distribute the ball to the big guys last night? They didn't have any shots at all. I just sometimes really wonder where the direction of this team is going. But hey, I hope they beat Orlando. And that they had a discussion yesterday morning about who's the better coach, Bickerstaff or Mosley. But you know, Mosley, I can't even name you one of the players on Orlando's team, to be honest with you. And last night, I watched 3 minutes of the game, and Orlando slam dunked three baskets right down the lane, and I just said, okay, enough of this.
One after a horrific turnover. Horrific.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, and without anybody trying to even guard anybody.
Yeah.
And I just thought, they're trying to embarrass Bickerstaff. I really thought they were trying to embarrass him. You just don't play like that. But anyway, thanks, you guys.
Thank you. We'll see you at Artesian Park. Right next to the Clinton swimming pool.
And there's Andy talking Kansas City in Missouri. Hello, Ron. Ron's in Cleveland.
Ron, what's up, Ron?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
We're good.
I just want to say this. How can you gauge the Cavs say they got better and they handpicked this team from last year? That's why I don't agree with losing to get this playoff matchup.
Well, now there was that, wasn't there, Ron?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yep. They didn't do that, Ron.
Again, just like this, as bigger staff should get fired. I think Kevin Stefanski should get fired. He do the same thing. Win games, get embarrassed in the playoffs.
All right, Ron, thank you.
Wait a minute. Didn't they win?
We had to bring a Kevin into this, didn't we?
Wait a minute. Does anybody remember the Steelers game that Kevin wasn't at?
This is so much fun. By the way, can I?
You know what? Stephen Vogt should get fired too, just because he is a manager in the same town with those two.
Can I mention something?
I have no idea what he.
Can I mention something?
Sure, go ahead. It's your show.
Cavs lead the Orlando Magic 2-1 in a best-of-7 series.
Yes.
JJ's in Cleveland. JJ.
Oh, was that
how y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, JJ?
All right, so the other day I called in and we was talking about like maybe if the Cavs need to lose a game. You know, I was hoping they would just sweep these guys. And this is why, you know, you lose a game and you lose it like this, it kind of might bring the morale of the team down. It might lift them up. Not sure. We're going to find out tomorrow, but this is why I didn't want to lose a game to them. And to be honest, Blanchero, I think that's his name, he was on fire last night, and they just couldn't stop him. I feel like they gave up, like, midway through the third quarter because dude was on fire. Like, I don't even think he missed a shot at all in the second half. That's how it felt to me last night. You know, they just need to pick it up with the defense a little bit, and they'll be right back on track. You know, I mean, I've never liked Bickerstaff. So no matter, I mean, the only way I think he stays is if we maybe make it to the finals. And then again, he still might not stay. I don't think Donovan wants him to be our coach. And if that's the case, then y'all know what that means. He out of there.
All right, JJ. Thank you very much. Trust me, if JB Bickerstaff gets the team to the NBA Finals or the Eastern Conference Finals, he'll be back as head coach next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trust me on that one. We're going to talk more Cavs later on in the show. Matt Moore from the Action Network will talk basketball with us at 12:40. Quarterback galore last night. 6 of the first 12 picks, quarterbacks. Maybe guys who didn't deserve to be top 12 picks. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps with Eric Edholm from NFL.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.